This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Mom, Thibaut Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on a Wednesday evening. This draft, this NBA draft night, where tonight on our air, as Michael's put it, I believe you'll be getting a Carlin sandwich. Is that how you said it?
Yes, that's exactly how I said it.
Carlin.
Which is ironic, because guess what Carlin loves?
Sandwiches.
That's right. I'd like to start off tonight, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm 57. I'll be 53 next Saturday.
Actually, your birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
Well, a Jace.
What do you mean?
It's February.
Oh, yeah.
You got rest of November, December.
Now, February 2nd.
January.
Right? Do you believe, both of you, that I will have been vaccinated against COVID-19 by February 2nd?
Well, you're very rich, so yes.
Yeah, knowing your doctor's situation, they'll probably come to the house.
Okay. Now,
I have a question. If you have been, and you and your family have been vaccinated,
right,
would you consider making up for last year's Super Bowl debacle and having us come over?
And have like a 60th birthday party?
Well, yeah. I mean, what if, for example, you know, you've...
No, I don't want to have a super spreader event.
No, not a super spreader. Just the immediate show.
No.
Don would make the trip anyway.
What if we've all been vaccinated?
Then you can live here. I'm going to be a different guy.
You're still talking about a 94.5%. So it's not 100%.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, flu shot's only a 70%. So we go and live our life.
Yeah, but this is not the flu, as we've outlined painfully over the last 8 months.
True that.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Just doing a show.
True. I'd also like to hear Don talking about sniff it dead, just because my day needs that today.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him dead.
It doesn't
be
make sense.
Right?
Sniff him dead?
Joker has to come up with a t-shirt of Don's face all red going, sniff him dead.
Do you think that has a chance to make a run in March?
Sniff him dead?
Yeah.
A sniff him dead is a top three seed. It could be as high as one. As I think the lowest. You know what? I'm going to bring on Andrew Gundling.
Yeah, because if it's a 10, you're going to be ripping him.
Well, he's been a source of much controversy over the years, but ultimately he is the voice. Andrew, we know you can't tip your hand, but we're only a few months away from March Madness. When you hear a sniff him dead, what numbers come to mind?
It's a top three seed, especially because we know how the audience reacts to Angry Don.
Right.
To Ranting Don, so we know those play with the people. So that feels like a top three seed to me.
Now Andrew, I would like to make a bold statement here. I'd like to recuse myself from the tournament because no one can win other than Don. So just have like 64 Don drops. Nobody can win.
No. Well, no. I reject this proposal. Your drops always are extremely popular. You haven't
won, but win. If you're not going to win, why play?
Wow. There are a lot of teams back.
Second place is first loser.
Well, you know, it could end.
Not when sniff them dead. Not when you're throwing out those gems.
Just love Tiger. sniff them dead.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, well, here's...
Sniff them dead doesn't...
You know why it doesn't make sense, Peter? It's a good point by you because... He says it's not against Tiger, but he wants you to sniff Tiger dead.
No. Again, that's the thing, because I've been bombarded with a lot of tweets today because it did go viral. And
it went viral?
Yeah, because it was picked up by certain people that do that and then get it viral.
Got it.
So there's a lot of people that don't know me from Adam that hear it, and it's interesting to see the reaction because it's disturbing if you don't know me. Or know the history.
No, I know you very well, and it's still disturbing.
No, but there's a lot of people that think that was an attack on Tiger. It was not an attack on Tiger.
But you
want
him to be sniffed dead, you said.
No. What I said was, if you look, because you just sit back and you don't even pay attention to what I say, is that you want to sniff him. You want to take his essence. You love him so much, you want to take the essence. And then there's nothing left. He would die because you just took it all. Everybody would just, they want his aura, they want his essence, and they sniff it right out of him, like it's a drug, and then there's nothing left but just a carcass.
Right.
It's, of empty essence and aura. That's
Andrew,
what I was saying.
Real quick,
that's where the dead came from.
Sniffing before we roll into these big stories here, any other drops that you've heard recently that you think top three or four seed?
Top three or four? I don't know if any jumped to mind. I'm sorry.
I like a lot of guys. Yeah. It's to the point already, but can we just make it a thing that every time Drop Madness is mentioned that this music plays?
I think that's what we're doing.
Also, by the way, LeMayu was fourth in the MVP in 2019, so I was wrong. And third last in this year. And also, we didn't mention Mookie Betts as a player. That's better.
Michael, I got to tell you, this is going to be unpopular. Hopefully Don sides with me. Michael, we've moved away from baseball. Let it go for a minute, okay? Let go.
I love baseball.
I know. We got
to. No, but he wanted to correct the mistake. That's noble.
I understand.
But
I
love baseball. Andrew had the floor.
Yeah, Andrew, anything?
I have nothing. I haven't done any research yet on where I'm going to be seating.
I like a lot of guys.
Yeah,
I like
what about
a lot
that?
Of guys would be... right there.
See, but I'm going to tell you guys what you guys don't understand. The reason Andrew gets criticized so much in March, he puts no effort into this. He's not thinking about it now. The day before it has to be done, he decides to throw some together.
No, but that's Andrew's wrong. You can't be judging the tournament in November.
Don't people rank teams before they even play?
It's a good point.
Yeah, but
well, either way, we'll see. I don't want
a lot of other. Everybody gets a chance to play. Not in Drop Madness. Any moment there could be a contender that hasn't even been birthed yet. I never dated a Judy.
That's a solid eight.
What about from Michael? Anything, RJ? That
called buttercloth.
That's going to be good.
You're an idiot. Your sister smells, and she's ugly. That's a strong four.
That's a one seed.
No, Blake. Stop capping. What does capping mean?
I think Michael's got a very, very strong.
I'm telling you.
Thin the slap?
I'm telling you. This should be the year that Michael knocks off Don. I'm saying it right now.
All right.
Sniff him dead. There's no way that loses. That's like Phi Slamma Jamma. They're not going to lose.
What about when Michael referred to Raekwon as Rabbi Khan? That has to be up there.
We could have some
fun. Wait, what's that poster? Rabbi Khan? What is that?
You know, ESPN can have a primetime matchup and Dickie V's there. You know, it's like with Shuzin and Dickie V are calling a game that they're saying is going to be a Final Four preview. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We should just throw up Michael's best and my best now and just throw it up, run up the poll and see. It's an early regular season.
In game seven of the 2016 World Series.
Oh. Can we get back to ENN?
All right.
This is the ENN. Come on.
Don't you know?
That's a number six.
Let's hear from Mike Schmitz.
Not Mike Schmidt. Not Michael Jack Schmidt.
Not Michael Jack Schmidt. Do you guys know that I once had a Mike Schmidt rookie card?
What happened to it?
I was so excited about this card. And we had a guy. There was a guy who owned a card shop in the neighborhood named
Steve. Benny Agbayani.
No. named Steve Reeves.
Wait, wasn't he also Superman?
That's Christopher Reeves.
Oh, sorry. No, but it was Steve, the guy on TV. That Superman was...
Yeah, there was like three Reeves that played Superman.
Anyways... I went to Steve Reeves when I was a kid, and I said, look, I have a Mike Schmidt rookie. What's this worth? What can I trade this for? And he picked it up, and he looked at it with disgust in his face. And he said, this looks like it got run over by a truck, and he threw it back at me.
Because it's kind
of... Right now, he's in jail, isn't he, Steve Reeves?
He was a bit of a grifter. All right, Mike Schmitz...
By the way, Jar from Oz, all the way from Australia, says Michael and Peter brackets are like the NFC East 6-10 division winner. Cannon fodder for Don Region.
That's, you know what? I'll accept that about Peter, not Michael.
Who are you taking out?
Here's Mike Schmitz on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin talking about what the Knicks should do with the 8th overall pick.
I'm sure they've tried to trade up, whether that's all the way up to 4, 5, 6, and try to nab one of those two. I do think that one of them will be there when it's all said and done, whether that's Obi Toppin or Halliburton. I think Halliburton's the best fit You know, R.J. Barrett is a guy who's really at his best with the ball in his hands. He can play pick and roll. He can get downhill. And Halliburton is one of the guards in this draft who can play on the ball or off the ball. He's a ball mover. He doesn't need a bunch of volume to have an impact. Shoots over 40% from three. High IQ player. And he would be great in the bright lights. Like, his personality, he's very, very charismatic. So I love that fit for them if he makes it to eight. If not, I think Obi Toppin, not a bad consolation prize either. You know, he's basically from out there. His dad was a street ball legend in New York. I think his family would love to have him back in Madison Square Garden.
Now, George Reeves, by the way, Michael.
That's it. Thank you, Don.
Now, the Knicks have moved up in tonight's draft. They traded the 27th and 38th picks to Utah to get the 23rd pick. So that's why they're picking at 8 and 23. That earlier came out as a Woj. It was a Woj sparkler. No, it was a snapper. You know, remember snappers?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You just throw them on the ground, they pop.
Little tiny pieces of gunpowder.
I love snappers.
That's what we grew up with.
Do you know how excited I was when I could get snappers as a kid?
Oh, that was tremendous.
Why was it so exciting?
Because it was gunpowder.
Let's hear from Adrian Wojnarowski. He was on with Greeny, who refers to him as Woji, I believe.
Is that true?
I made that up. He was speaking on the latest.
So he's going nickname on a nickname.
Woji?
That's right.
Yeah, Woj is his nickname. If you go Woji, you're nicknaming his nickname, right, which is tremendous.
I made this up, but it would be good.
If Joe Girardi was his manager,
right,
Woji.
He'd be Woj and Green. This is the latest on the possible Jim Harden to the Nets situation.
There has been contact between the Rockets and Nets, but that hasn't been the case, I'm told, at least the last couple of days. And the contact that they did have was pretty preliminary and not of great substance. The Rockets are not showing any inclination to, A, want to move quickly on a trade for James Harden, or... Yeah. Necessarily push for one with Brooklyn.
We shall see. I wouldn't want to give in to him.
No.
If he wants to be traded, I'm going to get the best deal. I'm not going to send you where you want to go. And if there's a guy like Daryl Morey, which is what Jeff Van Gundy said, who thinks he can convince people to want to stay, then wouldn't you rather Ben Simmons for him than anybody the Nets are going to give you?
Yeah, but what's Philadelphia's motivation to trade for a player that
because he thinks he can convince him, and if not, he'll turn around and get a better deal for him. Maybe he wants Caris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah,
I love Caris LeVert. You guys know that, right?
Oh, like no other.
I'm a big LeVert guy. Not just Gerald LeVert, all LeVerts, but Caris LeVert also.
Who gave you the Celtic hat?
The NBA did.
Why?
Let's see.
Good promotion.
Hi. I hope you and your family are doing well. Ahead of the 2020 NBA draft that's coming up on Wednesday, November 18th at 8 p.m., wanted to send you one of the latest new era draft cap designs. Enjoy and take care. Your friends at the NBA.
And they had your home address.
That's right. I've worked for the NBA many times.
See if the NHL steps up, Michael. I wish you loved the sport like I do. With these retro reverse jerseys. I don't know if you've seen them.
I heard the Nordiques is the highest selling one now.
What do you mean retro reverse?
What they do is they take a retro jersey from the team and then they like reverse it. So like it's tough with the original six teams. So like with the Devils, right? Their retro is the old Christmas tree jersey, right? But it's instead of being white, it's all green. You got to say it. And then with the...
It's called the Missy Elliott Initiative. Flip it and reverse it.
I was going to say, do you put your thang down, flip it and reverse it?
So, the Rangers go back to the Statue of Liberty jersey, which a lot of Ranger fans love. And the Islanders didn't really do anything.
Go back to the fish sticks guy, right?
Yeah, because that was a tough era. But at least it would be something different. It's the same jersey. But Michael's right. The Avalanche go back to... It's their colors, Peter, but the Nordique jersey. So it really looks gorgeous. So send whatever you can our way.
It's worse, snip, snipple, snip, snip, snip.
That's such a great song.
Really? You're a big fan, huh?
It sounds so dirty.
What's Missy doing now?
She's
flipping it and reversing it.
She's rich as can be. She pops up here and there.
Okay.
She's like entered a weird stratosphere of like her brand is still very fresh. Like she doesn't utilize it very often. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
She stays very removed. According to his social media, rapper Sheck West, who's from Harlem, by the way, has entered the 2020 NBA draft. I do not understand. You guys may remember his hit from a few years ago, Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba.
Guess who Mo Bamba was named after?
I would think that would be a Kobe Bryant vehicle.
No, it was named after the player Mo Bamba, who's on the Orlando Magic. They're both from Harlem. They were friends, and he named the song after him.
I wouldn't know that. I tried, Peter.
You put in a... I wouldn't say it was a great effort, but it was an effort.
Why not?
No, you threw something out there. You got nothing to be ashamed of.
Some logic behind it.
The NBA regular season schedule is going to be released in two stages, okay? The first half and the second half. The schedule for the first half of the season, which will run from December 22nd to March 4th, will be released around the start of training camp, which is in like 12 days, December 1st. The schedule for the second half, which will run from March 11th to May 16th, won't be released until later in the first half. Each team will play the teams within its conference three times for a total of 42 games, while playing the opposing conference twice each, which is 30 games. A play-in tournament will go down from May 18th to May 21st before the playoffs tip on May 22nd. So we're still going to have basketball, guys, next year into August. Right? It'll end around August 1?
I don't know, because... Well, the NHL's hoping to start January 1, and even with a 60-game schedule, what they're thinking about, they expect the last game of the Stanley Cup Final to be no later than July 15th. So with them starting a week or so earlier... But playing 72 games, Peter, yeah, I guess there's a chance maybe the first week of August, if there's no delays. And then I guess that would put us back on schedule for 21-22. But still, that wouldn't be a tremendous amount of rest for the teams to go to the final, right? Like, if you play into August and then you're going to start opening camps in October, you're looking at maybe only having 6 weeks off.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Moving along, do you want to talk some football?
Sure.
Why not?
I think we should. Let's hear from Adam Gase, who says, there's no talk of tanking when it comes to this football team.
Nobody's talked about that. I mean, we're just trying to play young guys. We're trying to get guys experience. We're trying to make sure that, you know, we get guys out there and compete. And, you know, that's one thing that I can say that I saw on Monday night. I mean, these guys were, you watch these guys come off the field, they're whatever they have, they're giving it. We just got to figure out a way to finish these games to where, you know, we're winning the game. You know, we got one more point from the other side.
One thing that I just take out of that, it just doesn't make sense. So he wants to play the young guys. Frank Gore continues to get more carries than Perine.
Well,
it just doesn't make sense.
Well, that might change now after the bye.
No, he said, he was asked that, and he said, Gore's been playing great. I'd like to get Perine more carries, but Gore's been playing. What does that mean? He's 38 years old. He's not in your future. He's hardly in your present.
Yeah.
But this guy's desperate to win games.
I don't think they're tanking.
They are not tanking. They're terrible.
Now, it'll be interesting, right? Because they did play New England tough and could have very easily won that game. And then you see New England the week later, you know, beat Baltimore. So it couldn't have been all New England for the reason why the Jets won that game. So
you know how you effectively tank Don? You fire him. And you tell the coach who gets the job, your job is to lose games. Now, you can't tell the players to tank because they're not going to listen.
But I really don't know what you would have to do.
But this guy's trying to save his job. He's desperately trying to win every game.
But there's nothing for him to do different.
But he almost beat the Patriots.
I know, but he didn't, right? So, but what do you do? I mean, you already got Flacco starting the game, right? I mean, I guess do you go to what's the third string quarterback's name? Morgan? I forget who it is. I guess you could do that, but how do you do that without looking like you're really trying to lose the game? They don't have much talent. I think if they go out there and try, they're still losing. I don't know where they're winning.
There's not a lot of winning. But speaking of not a lot of winning, Adam Gase was also asked if there's any thought to sitting Sam Darnold, that is, of course, down the stretch because the season's a wrap.
If I said that to him, I don't know if that would go over very well. He wants to play. Last week when he tried to make some of the throws that he went to make and he wasn't able to do it the way he wanted to, I think that was something where that's what caused us especially to pull back because he was not feeling like he was able to control the ball the way he wanted to, throw with the velocity he wanted to. I'm not getting that feeling from him or anyone else that he shouldn't play the rest of the year. We want him to get out there. His teammates want him to be out there, and everybody wants to see what it can look like when we have the starting receiver, starting offensive line, him out there. Let's see what we can do when we get all those pieces out there.
Are you guys ready for something that'll cheer you up? I know.
Okay.
Because you talk about the Jets and it doesn't make anyone feel good, right?
No.
No.
Here you go. How about Russell Wilson watch?
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Russell Wilson watch.
Mr. Unlimited.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is really braiding your hair.
Yes, the typical boring robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
That's what goes on with you. Let's get it.
So, Russell has been struggling recently. Remember, he was the MVP. Everyone was so psyched about the season Russell Wilson was having. Well, in Week 10 against the Seahawks, two interceptions. I mean, he is the Seahawks. Against the Rams, I should say. Two interceptions and a lost fumble, bringing his total to 10 turnovers since Week 7. The most in any four-game stretch since he entered the league 8 years ago.
I think he's lost the MVP.
The guys that can keep getting up and keep swinging, those are the players whose teams keep overcoming. Oh, yeah, he's lost it, Michael. I mean, at this point, how do you... Now, fortunately, other people have lost it, too.
Not Patrick.
But not Patrick, not yet.
And Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, Aaron slipped, but not the way Russell has.
A little slippage.
Slippage, but Russell's down. He's damn near stumbling and falling over himself.
He's not winning. Mahomes is going to win it.
Mahomes could win it every year. You just hope that the voters don't get Mahomes fatigue.
Yeah, it's like S. Creek when they handed them the Emmy just over and over and over again. You go, okay, enough is enough.
Well, on a more serious note that actually is pertinent to this, it's like LeBron. LeBron should win the MVP every year.
But people get bored of it.
Right, they get bored of it.
Now, Patrick Mahomes, for those of you keeping track at home, 25 touchdowns and one interception.
Amazing. That's amazing.
For his career, guys, his all-time career, his record, is 32-8, okay?
That's in 40 games.
He has 101 touchdowns to 19 picks. What the hell are we watching with this kid? He's a freak. An absolute freak show.
No, he's really good. And you know that's why Andy Reid extends his contract, because he wants to see more of it.
When, you know, Aaron Rodgers has been the State Farm guy for a while. When they came up and said, yeah, we're thinking about adding Patrick Mahomes, you think he felt good about it? Because now you got the ready-made guy to take over for you after you get boring.
Yeah, and by the way, let's be honest, he's there.
You think Aaron's getting there? Or he's boring.
Aaron's play on the field isn't boring. Like, in big moments, you still want to watch Aaron Rodgers play football. But you wouldn't, Don, you're not a little sick of seeing Aaron Rodgers' face in commercials? I'm over it.
Yeah. I mean, it's something new. But I think what's going to bother Aaron a little bit more is that there's a very good possibility that he's going to double him in championships.
Yeah, Rodgers, trust me. He's more concerned about these numbers Patrick Mahomes is putting up than the commercials.
Because you know that Rodgers was on with Pat McAfee, and he said, which is strange, he said, when I get out of football, I don't want to be involved in the NFL. I don't want to do broadcasting or anything like that.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
He said, I'd rather work with young kids in high school, and when they're still impressionable, he goes, I don't want to be involved in the NBA, the NFL.
That doesn't surprise me. That seems kind of like
that, though? I mean, not many people are like that.
You know who is like that?
Just walks away. Even Peyton keeps his toe in it with the show on ESPN Plus.
No, for sure.
Oh, by the way, Peter.
Yeah.
Kofi, who always gives us great information, retweeted something from Steve Smith, who covers the NBA, that the plan is their playoffs, their championship will be no later than July 22nd.
Oh, wow. Just in time for my birthday.
When's your birthday again?
July 23rd.
Get a Celtic championship and then a birthday the next day.
Mike, that's beautiful. I like what you're saying. So Michael showed some growth earlier. He sent me, Don, the CBS schedule of games this week.
Oh, really?
Seems like he's getting on board for the broadcast update on Ian on Fridays.
Listen, if you're going to drive erratically when I'm in the car, I'll put gas in. I mean, it's going down anyway.
You're a good man. Now, speaking of which, I know you like this. Jim Nance, the number one voice on CBS Sports, is supposedly looking for, quote, Tony Romo money.
He's my friend.
And this could be...
Tony?
This could be leading towards a showdown between the network and Nance. Nance is seeking to top the $17.5 million a year they're paying Romo. Hello, friends.
Now, he does more than Romo.
He does. A lot more.
But this is why you don't pay Tony Romo that kind of money.
Because what CBS is trying to say, that's aberrational. That doesn't set a new standard, but I'm sorry, CBS, it kind of does. And, you know, it's amazing. Joe Buck makes 10, who does baseball and football.
Right.
I think he's more valuable to Fox than Tony Romo is to CBS.
I never got the Romo thing, honestly.
You know what Nance makes?
What?
6. Yeah, same as Tirico.
He needs to make more because he does the Masters for them. He does a lot of things for CBS.
And the NCAA. By the way, this is the story of Andrew Marchand today. He broke it.
But here's the problem. I don't know where you make that money up.
I don't either.
Because he's not adding one more audience member. He's not. It's
about
the game.
Did you see what Mike Vaccaro tweeted out when the story broke?
Yeah, it's a great point.
He said, do not give him that money. Just slide Ian Eagle and he's better.
Ian Eagle
is quite a broadside shot.
Huge shot, but Ian Eagle's the most underrated in the game.
Yeah, but I still believe, even though Romo's a star, and I'm not saying he's not outstanding at what he does, but again, does it bring eyeballs to the TV? It's about the game. And also, I think the play-by-play guy is really important, too, to bring out the best in him. If you lose Nance, then you don't... Like I said, I think Ian Eagle will do a terrific job, but you can't mess with that. But you can understand that Nance saying, well, why am I making 6 and he's making 18? And I do NCAA, I do Masters for you. What's going on here? So I can understand him being upset with that.
It's going to be very interesting to see if this is resolved.
Lastly, guys, the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones fight November 28th has been injected with a little more star power. DaBaby, Lil Wayne, French Montana, Wiz Khalifa, and YG are all set to do multi-song performances in conjunction with the Triller-produced event on November 28th.
What do you think, Peter? I also read that the rounds are going to be 2 minutes, and Tyson is red hot about it.
I thought I read that Jones was hot about it.
No, Tyson is too. He said, it doesn't help either of us. That's women's boxing. It's not men's boxing. Why, we don't want it to be 2 minutes. I don't understand why it is.
I'll tell you one thing. You guys may laugh at this, but I'm in touch with the people, you know? You guys are off in your mansions in the suburbs. I live in Manhattan. I'll tell you, people on the street who talk to me about sports, the very casual sports fan is very interested in this.
Well,
it's garnering a lot of chit-chat. Now, I don't think everyone believes it's going to happen. So it'll be interesting to see what buys it does that weekend if it's still, in fact, on. But
Peter, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
So you're going to buy it, right?
That's right.
I won't. So what I'd like you to do is
FaceTime
me.
Sure.
Okay? And I can
I'll do it
that way. Yeah.
I think my parents will be here that weekend, so it's like it'll like be like us all hanging out together.
For Thanksgiving. That's what a lot of families are going to do.
Yeah, I'll do that. But anyways,
oh, this is so exciting.
I know, especially if Mike wins, Mom, be great. That'll do it for ENN on this, a Wednesday evening, draft night.
Tremendous. Speaking of the draft, we have it right here on 98.7 ESPN. And it's going to be a draft and Carlin combo. So Carlin will start at 7, go to draft coverage at 7:30. When the picks are made by the Knicks and the Nets, Carlin's going to intersperse the way only he can. Analysis and bon mots that will really get you through the entire draft. So I think that's a great way to digest the draft. And if you want to watch on TV, at 7:30 on ESPN. Michael Caso on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Let's take it home with phone calls. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.